You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about being busy versus being productive. We covered this similar, it was a similar post of maybe a 2 months ago or something. I wanted to talk about this again because a lot of people forget. Productivity, it's a habit, right? So what happens is you start a good habit, you're doing very well, then after a few weeks, you kind of forget why you were doing that specific thing, and you sink back into your old ways. And once you sink back into your old ways, it's kind of hard to get back on your feet. So for that reason, I tell my clients to always contact me when they feel that way. And I think it's just, you know, a good idea to make these episodes at least every couple of months so that I remind my followers and so that everybody is on the same page, right? Now, before we get started, please share this episode or this podcast with someone that you know is spinning their wheels. There's a lot of people out there that feel like they're doing a lot, but they, you know, after 6 months, a year, they're still at the same exact starting point. So if you know anyone that's on that level right now, you definitely want to share this episode with them so that they can get unstuck and keep on moving, all right? So if you are just a busy person, you're always running around, you always see people running around, they have maybe like, I don't know, they're holding stuff with their, you know, like their mouth, they have like a coffee on the left hand, they have a bag on the right hand, they're running to the car, they get frustrated in the car, they always tell you, you know, like, I'm busy right now. So that is a busy person, not a productive person. Trust me, if you really look at the underlying, you know, amount of work that they're doing, they're not doing amazing work. I can tell you 99% of the time that's the case. Now, the second point, they're generally stressed out. Now, stress is actually a response of your body to something that is not going as you want it to go. So for example, if you want to do something and you're able to do it efficiently right away, why would you be stressed out? You shouldn't. You say, hey, well, I'm busy. I did what I'm supposed to do. I did it. Now I'm relaxed. I'm fine. On to the next one. But when people are always stressed out, that's a sign that they're not able to achieve what they want to achieve in their mind. All right. So if that is you, think about what you're doing and see if that's the case. Point number three, they tend to complain a lot. This is the same thing, guys. If you think you want to do A, B, C, D, but you're only able to do A and maybe half of B, that's when people start complaining about their circumstances. You know, the weather was not good, I wasn't able to mow the lawn, or I don't know, like I'm too busy, I wasn't able to do grocery shopping, so I'm eating McDonald's for 3 days in a row. Like the list goes on and on and on. Anytime that someone can't complete their to-do list and they feel like they're overwhelmed, what do? Their go-to way to deal with it is to complain. So if that is you again, take a hard look at yourself and see if you can change something. On the other hand, if you're a productive person, you know what you need to do beforehand. You write everything down. And for that reason, once you write everything down, you don't have to run around holding a million things in your hand and telling people that you're, you know, like too busy, because you're busy doing those things. And once they're done, you relax. Point number two, you stay in the moment and execute. I have so many things on my plate. I have 4 businesses that I'm running and we're moving to Europe soon. So there are so many things that I need to take care of. However, I know that if I stay in the moment and I don't get overwhelmed, I get a lot more done. For that reason, I refrain from always thinking about the big picture of the million things that I have to do. I look at my to-do list, I tackle the first thing. Once that's done, I tackle the second one, and so on and so forth. Point number three, people that are productive, they're fulfilled and are happy with their work. So this is a huge difference. Again, going back to the ABCD to-do list, I'm able to complete ABCD. At the end of the day, I look at my to-do list and I feel fulfilled. Am I, you know, super relaxed and not tired? Absolutely not. Sometimes I am tired. Sometimes I had a very hard day. Most days that I work hard, I'm not like, you know, ready to jump around and you know, go party. But my mentality and my outlook towards my day is not as stressed out and complaining mood. It's actually feel fulfilled. I feel happy and I feel like I'm progressing in my life and in business. So that's the difference between busy people and productive people. If you have any questions, DM me on my Instagram at DeNiroB, DeNiroB. I answer all my questions, all the questions from my followers. And until next time, up your game.